Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How's your Saturday treating you so far?
Yeah, it's one of the busiest Saturdays I think I've ever had. So I've done a bit of radio this morning, and now at my just about to head to my son's ball game, and then commentating some A-League this afternoon, hosting some A-League as well. So, yeah, full deck today.
I was going to say, so just a quiet day for you by your standards then?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow where I've got nothing on. Basically, so, counting the hours.
Put the feet up and relax. All right, let's get straight into it. Perth Glory take on MacArthur FC in a few moments' time.
Yeah, calling this one, actually. I couldn't get over to Perth. We've got to call it off the screen over on the East Coast. But looking forward to it because we haven't seen much of Perth. And unfortunately, the border closures have meant it's been difficult for them to have any rhythm whatsoever this season. But they get their chance here. MacArthur away from home. Few injuries from MacArthur. Probably favour Perth in this one to start a triple header.
And then Brisbane Roar take on Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah, Roar finally get a game at home again after a while. They've had three straight away games and they've had some border issues as well, which has stopped teams coming to them. They've been good away from at home because Wellington are a very good football side and they won a high-quality contest against Adelaide last week. So probably go draw in that one.
And the other one, as you say, triple header, Western Sydney Wanderers take on Sydney FC. Is this the Battle of the Bridge or the Battle of Parramatta or something?
Sydney Derby. That's what it's called.
There we go. I knew I'd get it wrong.
The AFL have tried to shovel in and take that name as well. It was the Battle of the Bridge, what they used to call the AFL game. Now they call that the Sydney Derby, but this is the Sydney Derby, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
There's going to be over 20,000, and it's going to be going off at Bankwest Stadium tonight. Can't wait for it. Wanderers are under the pump at the moment. They haven't been performing very well, and Sydney were okay, did enough against Victory through the week. So Sydney probably favourites, but just can't wait to get out there to Bankwest Stadium.
Looking forward to that a little later this evening myself. And then tomorrow, Melbourne Victory take on Central Coast Mariners.
Yeah, Victory. Well, less said about their season, the better. And Mariners have hit a few kind of stumbling blocks. They're one win from their last eight, but they haven't been totally... Look, they haven't had the form or that make you feel like they're really, really struggling. They've just got a few issues here and there. So opportunity maybe for Victory, but geez, they're going to have to improve a lot to get past one of the best teams in the comp.
They are doing very well, are the Central Coast Mariners. Hey, Adam, I know you've got a busy day. I really appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View and good calling and good hosting and good resting.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
That is Adam Peacock joining us from Fox Sports on Gold Central Victoria. It is the Sideline View.